Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Seven till the hour. I'll learn how to tell time eventually. I'm Jim Blasingame. If I didn't laugh at myself, folks, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. I'm glad you're here. We're celebrating our third decade, and we're doing it with Chad Mutry. He's been with us for two of those decades. 18 years he's been hanging out with us, and he's the chief economist at the National Association of NAM, of National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. Tell us about NAM, Chad.
So we are 14,000 members, the largest trade association dedicated to manufacturing in the United States. We have obviously members of every size group, every industry, every state, So this year, I think one of the things we're going to be focusing on a lot is the Creators Wanted, kind of the skills gap conversation we had in the last segment how we can convince more people to go into manufacturing. So it should be another exciting year.
So check it out, folks, NAM.org, and they can find your survey, your Outlook survey there, can't they?
They can. www.nam.org, or you can always check me out on Twitter. You can see it up there as well.
There you go. Hey, Chad, a couple of things I want to ask you about. There's no question under the Biden administration and with Democrats controlling both houses of Congress, regulations are going to change. And I don't know how they can't get worse. That's got to be a caution for manufacturers. And also taxes. I mean, the Democrats are hell-bent for light speed to raise taxes. And I just wonder what your manufacturers are thinking about that.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, manufacturers love tax reform, right? I think the 21% corporate rate, and I think the lower rate for pass-throughs, which are where most small business manufacturers are.
The credit, the 20% credit, it helps.
That's helped manufacturers. So certainly if you go back to 2018, right after it was passed, we were seeing really strong growth, best year for employment growth in manufacturing really in 21 years. You saw really strong capital spending numbers, et cetera. Obviously, the trade war and lower growth in 2019 kind of put a damper in that. But in general, we were seeing some pretty strong growth. And I think the tack we're going to be taking, you know, moving forward is what happens if we do raise that rate, right, from 21% to 28%. What happens if rates go up higher for pass-throughs?
Right.
And what would be the economic impacts of that?
Well, see, that's the thing that upsets me the most. Back to small companies who have fewer options than bigger companies. When you take a small manufacturer, as you said, you guys define a small manufacturer as under 50 employees. 9 times out of 10, that's a sub-S corp, an LLC, probably not a partnership, but maybe so. But regardless, those are pass-throughs. And if the company makes a profit, it passes through to the private, to the individual, and that's their income, even though you and I both know some of that profit that they're getting is not cash. It's in the form of inventory or some kind of assets that they've acquired. Or even receivables. This is profit, but not necessarily as cash. So it almost becomes phantom income that they're not going to be taxed higher on if Biden and the Democrats get their way.
So we asked a question in the survey. You probably saw it that said, you know, if the tax burden on income for manufacturing activities went up, would you find it more difficult to expand your workforce, invest in equipment and facilities? And 87.4% of our members said yes.
Yeah.
So I think that's the message we need to go out there and tell.
When you raise taxes on a small business, you hurt the job opportunities for employees. It's not even dotted line. It's not indirect. It's direct impact on employment for a small business, isn't it, Chad? You know that.
That's right. And so, and that's the story we're going to be going out there and telling. There is an economic impact of raising taxes. And obviously, you know, the Biden administration is going to be talking about all the things it's going to pay for.
Yeah.
I think that's the story in the New York Times today. But there's also a cost there, and I think we need to make sure we tell that story.
And we need to tell, we need to remind people that Congress doesn't have a revenue problem. They got a spending problem. Hey, Chad, thanks for being here. Good job today. Will you come back soon?
Of course.
We love having you on the show. Chad Moutre, ladies and gentlemen, Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.